Calling all astronauts. Hi, everyone. I'm Bert Gambini. It's 7:33, and there is a way to explore space while still keeping your feet firmly planted on Earth. And it's not a new video game. It's a unique hands-on learning center in Allegheny, New York. Tonight, astronaut Scott Perezinski will be a keynote speaker at a dinner that casts a spotlight on the center. This morning, WBFO News contributor and Starfleet commander Brian Meyer takes us on a tour.
Hydrogen pressurization complete.
Control, this is shuttle. O2 at maximum. Loading complete. Level stable.
Houston, we have a problem, and it's not in space. It's right here on planet Earth, in Allegheny, New York, on the edge of the St. Bonaventure University campus. We're inside the Dresser Rand Challenger Learning Center. It's an interactive, computerized simulator that uses high technology and stunning effects to make people feel like they're space explorers. The problem we're facing was cunningly conceived by the staff. We're inside what looks like an orbiting space station, and we're facing a crisis. High humidity threatens to short out electrical circuits in this space center.
As you will see right there, it comes up on our screen, and it says it's got 3 minutes till they have computer failure. The only thing that keeps us in space is going to be computers that keep us in orbit. So we're going to end up in the ocean and probably die, or we're going to end up on land someplace and also perish. So it's very important they work as a team.
You just heard one of the goals of this unique center, to foster teamwork and also to hone problem-solving skills. This learning center, like the 47 others that exist throughout the world, aims to get young people excited about science, to whet their curiosity in hopes that some will pursue careers in engineering, perhaps even space exploration. The cavernous building includes a room modeled after the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Then there's the simulated spacecraft, which is a work in progress. Eventually, the seats in this chamber will move, giving people an even more sensory experience. How did the 48 Challenger Learning Centers come to be? Well, they've been championed by relatives of the crew of the ill-fated 1986 Challenger mission, a tragedy that killed seven, including Krista McAuliffe, America's first teacher in space.
The family members put these centers together. That happened in January 28, 1986. By September, they had opened their first center.
Tom Mosier is director of the Challenger Center in Allegheny, a $1.3 million facility funded through federal grants and through donations from entities that include Dresser Rand and Cutco. St. Bonaventure has provided the building, a former industrial complex. The local center is considered the most rural facility of its kind in the world.
Which is kind of hard to believe because we have one in Kenai, Alaska, and you would think that would be more rural than us. It is not, because it's closer to Anchorage than we are to like Buffalo, Rochester, or other areas. There's one that's in Maine that you would swear was out further than we are, more rural. And they also are closer to Bangor and some of the other larger cities there than we are.
While the center opened in June 2009, organizers realized that many local residents don't know it exists. David Kindervater handles marketing.
And I know some of the people that I've shared photos with, they say, well, where is this place? You know, where is this place hiding? I want to see it. And can I get a tour? And, you know, how do we get, you know, our school here? And so it's a matter of reaching out, you know, from this area and broadening out as far as, you know, as we can.
Kindervater is on a small staff that includes Ed Bigley, a retired math and science teacher. He's a flight commander and also the on-call repairman.
And it doesn't have a lot of glitches. Usually, though, when a glitch occurs, it's at a time when you cannot wait for a technician to show up to fix it. You got to get it gone because 20 minutes from now, you're expecting a busload of kids.
These simulated space adventures are not just for kids. Some companies have paid the varying fees for two-hour simulated flights to help forge team building. Mosier, also a retired teacher, says visitors have been all ages.
The oldest one we have flown here is a 92-year-old, and they get just as excited as our students do when they come through the door.
Mosier does not believe that U.S. space exploration is a thing of the past. While no big shuttle missions are planned, Mosier says there were many other key projects on the drawing board.
There's satellites that are being sent out. There are right now we are at the closest point we will be for the next 2 years with Mars. So there's lots of rovers and different things being sent out to Mars to analyze Mars. They plan to eventually go to the asteroids.
Docked. Transfer and control.
ready for disembarking procedures.
And before you know it, mission completed, the adventure ends. But the lessons learned about team building and problem solving will likely remain with many of the explorers long after they finish their simulated decontamination.
We hope they carry that with them through their lives, that they know that certain things are really important, that they have to do their job a certain way in order to make it be to work right.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
and who knows, perhaps this space odyssey will help launch the careers of a new generation of inquisitive scientists. Brian Meyer, WBFO News.